You know, we talk about space, right? Like
Yeah.
the final frontier, galaxies, planets, the whole shebang.
The great unknown.
Yeah, exactly. But today, we're getting our hands dirty with a different kind of space race, one happening right here on good old Earth.
A little closer to home this time.
You got it. SpaceX versus the FAA.
Now that's a headline you don't see every day.
Seriously, it's getting heated, and we're diving deep into this WebPro News article to break it all down. We're talking accusations, regulations.
A real clash of titans.
Totally. So buckle up because this is a wild ride.
I am ready. What's the launch window on this deep dive?
We're going for it right now. This WebPro News piece doesn't mess around. Right off the bat, SpaceX is calling out the FAA administrator, Mike Whitaker. They're straight up saying he gave Congress bad intel about how they run things.
Wow. So they're not pulling any punches, huh?
Not even a little. They said
Yeah.
every single statement he made was flat out wrong.
That's a bold move. It speaks to the high stakes involved here. You've got SpaceX, known for, let's say, their ambitious timelines.
Put it mildly.
And then on the other side, you have the FAA, which is all about rules and regulations, doing things by the book.
Yeah, two very different approaches. So how did we get here? How do we go from, the space race being this government-led thing to this showdown between a private company and a federal agency?
Right, because it wasn't always this way. For decades, space exploration was pretty much NASA's domain.
The OG space agency.
Exactly. And they had their well-established procedures, slow and steady, you know the drill. But then comes 1984, big year, the Commercial Space Launch Act. Game changer.
Okay, so what was so special about this act?
It basically threw the doors open for private companies to get involved in space.
So instead of just NASA, you had companies like SpaceX saying, hey, we want a piece of that cosmic pie.
Exactly. And that was the goal, to shift some of the responsibility from NASA to the private sector.
Which makes sense. Share the burden, share the glory. But it sounds like this shift also brought about a whole new set of challenges.
Oh, absolutely. It's like you're writing a whole new rule book while the game is already in play.
And from what SpaceX is saying, it sounds like those rules aren't exactly keeping pace with, well, reality.
Well, think about it. SpaceX, their whole thing is about pushing boundaries, disrupting the status quo. They're not exactly known for their patience, are they?
Not really, no. Speed seems to be in their DNA. And this article highlights that frustration, especially when it comes to what they see as unnecessary delays and double standards compared to more established players like Boeing.
And here we get to the heart of the issue, the clash of cultures. On one side, you've got SpaceX with that Silicon Valley move fast and break things mentality.
And on the other side,
The FAA. Their priority is safety, carefully considering every angle, dotting every I and crossing every T. Two very different approaches.
definitely a recipe for some friction there.
Absolutely. And this friction is on full display in the whole debate around sonic booms from those Starship launches. SpaceX thinks the FAA is being way too harsh on them about it.
Okay, so sonic booms is like something out of a movie, right?
Right.
But those things are loud, they can cause damage. What's SpaceX's take on it?
Well, they're saying the FAA is holding them to this, like, impossible standard, especially when it comes to the environmental impact.
Which is interesting because it's not like they just ignored it completely, right?
Right. They actually got approval from the Fish and Wildlife Service, no problem. But then the FAA stepped in and hit the brakes.
So SpaceX is saying, hey, we got the okay from one agency.
And then you're slapping us with a delay. Yeah, it's a head scratcher.
It is. So is the FAA being too cautious? Or is SpaceX just really pushing the limits here?
That's the question, isn't it? And it's tricky because the FAA's number one job is keeping people safe.
Which, fair enough.
Yeah. And sonic booms, they're unavoidable with the tech we have now. And those things can really impact people on the ground, wildlife, the whole deal. So the FAA, they're going to be extra careful, even if it means slowing things down for SpaceX.
And I get that. I do. Nobody wants to see some kind of disaster because things move too fast. But SpaceX is also making a good point about the bigger picture. They're saying these delays could hurt the U.S. in the long run, like in the race to space.
Absolutely. They're basically saying, hey, China's right behind us. And this is where things get kind of global, geopolitical.
Because China's space program is no joke.
Not at all. They've got big plans. So any holdup on the US side, especially if SpaceX sees it as unnecessary, it just gives China more time to catch up.
So it's like this balancing act, progress versus responsibility. You don't want to move too fast, but you also don't want to get left in the dust.
It's a tough one. And to make things even more interesting, politicians are starting to weigh in.
Oh boy, here we go. What are they saying?
Well, there's this congressman, Kevin Keeley, this article mentions him. He's not happy with how the FAA is handling things, thinks they're delaying progress without a good reason, which he says is bad for the country as a whole.
Sounds like he's on SpaceX's side.
Seems that way. He's worried about the economic impact, the strategic side of things, all that. But it's important to remember, not everyone agrees with him. This whole thing has started this bigger debate about how much the government should be involved when it comes to new technology.
Right. Some people want them to back off and let things happen.
Let innovation run wild, but others are like, no way, we need rules, oversight, the whole nine yards.
It's messy. It's never simple, is it?
Never. But here's the thing, there's a human side to all this too. Elon Musk, he was quoted in the article saying, Flight 5, it's ready. Flight 6 will be ready before Flight 5 even gets the thumbs up from the FAA.
He sounds a little, stressed.
I think that's an understatement.
That.
But it really shows how different their worlds are. SpaceX is all about speed, building the next thing before the first one is even off the ground.
And the FAA.
They've got their processes, their procedures. It's a clash of styles as much as anything
Feel
else.
like they're speaking different languages,
Yeah.
different planets, even though they're both working in the same field.
Totally. And it's not just about these two, right? This whole thing, it's like a sneak peek into a much bigger issue. How do we handle these super fast-moving technologies without stopping progress altogether?
It's a tough one. Because it feels like every other day, there's something new, something that makes the old rule book obsolete.
Exactly. That's the thing, the old way of doing things, it doesn't always translate. You can't just slap a band-aid on something this revolutionary.
So what do we do? How do we find that balance? Encouraging people to push boundaries, but also making sure nobody blows up the lab in the process.
Right. We need some ground rules, but they got to be flexible. I think it starts with talking, like real communication between the innovators, the regulators, the people making the decisions.
Working together instead of constantly butting heads.
Exactly. Find some common ground. Because at the end of the day, don't we all want the same thing? Space exploration that's safe, responsible, and mind-blowingly awesome.
I think so, yeah. But how do we get there? Are there any ideas out there, systems that could work, that could bridge this gap?
Some experts are talking about this thing called iterative regulation. It basically means the rules evolve as the technology does. So instead of having these fixed regulations, you have guidelines that can adapt and change as needed.
So it's like, okay, we're going to try this, we're going to learn as we go and adjust the rules accordingly.
Exactly. And another idea is these regulatory sandboxes. They're like controlled environments where companies like SpaceX can test out new technologies, new ways of doing things, without the pressure of full-blown
Looks
regulations.
kind of like a testing ground where they can experiment and provide feedback to help shape future guidelines.
Precisely. It's about finding solutions that benefit everyone. Because let's be real, too much regulation and will stifle innovation. Too little, and things could get, well, messy.
Yeah, nobody wants to see a free-for-all in space. There are risks involved, and we need to take those seriously. But I think what you said earlier is key: collaboration. Working together, finding that sweet spot between pushing boundaries and being responsible.
Absolutely. And remember, this isn't just about one company, one agency, or even one country. This is about the future of space exploration for everyone. What we do now, the decisions we make, will shape the way humans explore for generations to come.
No pressure, right? Well, that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive. We explored some pretty complex issues, some pretty heated debates. But one thing's for sure. Space exploration is as exciting as it is challenging. And as we venture further into the cosmos, it's going to require all of us, innovators, regulators, and everyone in between, to work together to ensure a future where space is accessible and beneficial for all humankind.